Okay, so 2 months ago at one of these meetings, I was asked to create on the website a donate button, and we had a good discussion here. And the question was, you know, we decided to do it through PayPal. Then before I could get to working on that, we lost my mother, and I've been really busy in the week since then. But during this, earlier this week, I decided to get back to that, so I tried to set that up. And what I ran into was, we got to the point where PayPal needed to know the details for the checking account. And I gave them the routing number and everything, and then they put two tiny deposits in the account, and they wanted to know what the amounts were as proof that I really had access to the account. Well, then we got into the question of online account access, so I got together with Jim, and we were talking about, you know, if we start receiving donations, they come in at random times whenever people want to give money, and it's something we probably should be checking up on a regular basis. So it was Jim's feeling that if somebody else could be found to take over the treasurer role, he said that would be his preference. Do I understand you right there, Jim?
John.
As we discussed it, that would, if everything happens, which we talked over about, the donations and so forth, that would work better with somebody who has a computer they can use, which I don't.
Yeah, so Jim's basically, he's been doing this for a long time, as long as anybody can remember.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
And so I think we're all grateful to Jim for doing it all these years. And so then the question is can there anybody, if we find anybody else who'd want to take it forward? So I don't know if anybody here is interested in volunteering, but I think we could open it up to nominations. I did contact Jason Tarosky, who's not here today. He's got his daughter's in from out of town, and he's spending his time with her. But he actually said that he'd be happy to do it. So we do have one volunteer, but I guess since it's an elected
position.
You're
in the right place.
Oh, here, I gotta move my skirt.
We have to officially do the nomination process and take a vote. So back to the president.
Jim, I just wanted to thank you for the years of service that you put in. Well, I don't want you to feel that we're kicking you out.
No, that's quite all right.
You've been doing it for ever since I've been in the club.
I think since there was a club.
That's what I kind of figured.
When there was a need for it.
I don't want you to feel that, any hard feelings. With the online thing, I know it's a little tricky, and I understand you don't want to get involved in that, and I really probably wouldn't either myself, but I just want to, from the club, I want to say thank you for your years of service,
thank
and
you.
I still hope you come to the meetings and participate, and that because